Hello everyone and welcome back to Beneath the Kotatsu. This is On Here just by myself, and this is going to be a quick news break regarding Russia from HoloLive. So Cover has just put out a statement saying that she has been terminated from the company, and this is currently on February 24th. So I'm going to read this statement real quick just to see what their base is on. And so what it says is, thank you so much for supporting HoloLive production on a daily basis. We would like to notify you that as of February 24th, this Thursday, we have terminated our virtual YouTuber master agreement with Urahara Rusha, which is affiliated with the VTuber group HoloLive that our company manages. Regarding Rusha, it has been apparent for some time that she has been distributing false information to third parties and has been leaking information, including communications regarding business matters. We have been investigating the fact related to these matters. With respect to the above, we are able to confirm that she engaged in acts that violate her contract by leaking information that she acquired from the company, as well as communication over SNS, both of which has been responsibility to protect, and caused the company to suffer reputational damage, such as by publicizing falsehoods to various related parties. As a result, we as a company have determined that it has become difficult to continue managing and supporting her and have elected to make this decision. To all our fans and any related parties, we deeply appreciate all of the great support and have provided throughout the activities that Rusha has engaged in over the period of 2 years and 7 months since her debut as part of the third generation of HoloLive. We deeply apologize from the bottom of our hearts that we have ended up in a position to have to report this news to you. Regarding any refunds related to Rusha's birthday merchandise for which we have accepted orders, we will notify you of all of the details in respect to sales websites and such going forward. We appreciate your patience. Also, we will be shutting down this talent's YouTube channel and membership as of around the end of March. Please understand that we are taking these matters very seriously. We intend to put further effort into instructing the talents that are affiliated with us on compliance matters so that similar instances do not happen again in the future. We hope that you will continue to support and enjoying our company as well as the talents that are affiliated with us. Thank you very much. February 24th, 2022, Thursday, Cover Corporation. So this, I wouldn't say it would be out of nowhere, because this is basically, the notice has basically been pushed out during the somewhat Rusha scandal that I really don't want to get into. And I do want to, so currently there are a couple statements put out on Twitter by some of the other HoloLive members, and I guess I'll read those real quick. And let me see. So this is on Reddit, and there's a person that's been translating a couple of these, so I'll read these as best as I can. So the first one is from Fubuki, which she says that, I think the notice from Cover should have went up earlier, so we've already read the notice. Thank you for expressing your concerns in chat. The next one will be Flair. It's a shame that things ended up this way, but we'll continue doing our best as Generation 3. So Flair is part of Generation 3 as well. We'll continue doing our best to have fun streaming, and I hope you guys can enjoy things along with us. I hope you guys can please refrain from poking other Holo members about this issue. Thanks for your support, guys. Please support our concert later this evening. And then let's see. So we also have Achan, which is the not her manager, but the overall manager of HoloLive. As we reported in our press release, we are very sorry for the inconvenience caused by the incidents at Rusha. Thank you very much for all your support. We have given all of our activities so far. We look forward to your continued support for HoloLive. And this is from Watame. I continue to work hard. I'm going to keep working hard to make the dreams I found with everyone come true. I'm going to double my happiness and half my sadness. Let's walk slowly. Thank you for always supporting me. And then the next one is from Callie. even know what to say right now. I'm canceling tomorrow's stream. I feel sick to my stomach. Please take care of yourself. The next one's from Koyori, which is the newest generation. I will be doing the best that I can do. I want to challenge myself to do things that only I can do virtually. I want to deliver entertainment. I want to bring smiles to everyone's faces and energies to their days. There are many things I want to do and many dreams I have. I still work in progress, but please take care of me and how alive. So that, I don't know if that's standing towards Russia, but more of a general term statement from her. The next one's from Polka. I am happily crying. I am happily laughing. I will do my best. Please support me. That definitely sounds like what a Polka statement would be. The next one's from Sora. I'll keep working on it. I'll do my best. Which is, I guess that feels like a pretty random statement that might not be towards Russia, but it could be just a standard statement for everyone coming into the other member's Twitter, just seeing what their thoughts on it are. Then the last one currently is Suisei. It's hard to put this into words, how I'm feeling right now. I'm just trying to do my best with everything in front of me. I think the only way I can give back to everyone who has always supported me is to work hard. In the next stream, I'll be full of energy and we'll be giving everyone a smile. So that's a really nice statement from Suisei as well. As of now, I don't have much to say on the matter. It's a pretty big matter. I wouldn't say I watch a lot of Russia's stream, but I do watch a lot of the clips involving her because she is a big part of HoloLive, and for her to get terminated during you know, her getting in between the small debacle she's had, you know, involving other streamers and stuff like that, it's been pretty crazy. Like, I know it's coming, like, this is a lot coming in between the scandal she's had, but this is a lot, because as a company cover, I know they're a very good company, and this is a lot for them to just outright fire somebody, because I think Russia's technically the first person they've outright fired, because Coco graduated, you know, just she had her normal graduation with all the members there, you know, seeing her off. And then we also have the Chinese members, which it's none of their fault that they were, you know, they were let go because of the debacle between, you know, the Chinese government and stuff like that. I don't want to get too deep into that, but yeah, this is pretty crazy. I haven't seen anything like this in a while. And regarding people who've actually followed Russia, I really don't know how they're feeling, because I don't watch Russia that much. But to them, this must feel like a gut punch coming, you know, right after the scandal, like during the scandal, because she technically isn't back yet from the scandal and getting fired. And like, just the reason why she got fired, which is pretty crazy, because usually cover, they wouldn't really, like, if someone ended up leaving the company, they usually won't tell you why they left the company. Usually they have just a standalone statement, something like, you know, health reasons, or they decided to pursue different dreams or something like that. But this outright says that she was portraying falsehoods, you know, within the company and letting, you know, third party news outlets know or something like that. They don't really go into much detail. It's a pretty short notice regarding all of this. And she's probably like one of the biggest, I would say top five, maybe, of the most subs and also the most super chatted member in HoloLive. So we're gonna start seeing a lot of Just news breaks and news stuff regarding just this in general. I want to see what's, I want to see what's what how Cover handles this, because this is not going to be something easy for them to do. They could have, swept it under the rug, but they outright just told everyone what's happening. And I applaud them for that. I know they're going to get a lot of flack because Russia does have a lot of, hardcore fans, diehard fans. And at the end of the day, it's, Cover does have a right to cover, to keep their interests at heart. They want to make sure that all their talents are protected. And if a member does start going to news outlet and start saying falsehoods regarding, other members or something regarding like the internal working of the company, I definitely see why they had to remove her contract from the company. But in terms of like affairs, like at home affairs and stuff like that, I won't talk much about that because that's her personal life and I don't want to go into personal life things, but we are talking about a company like a multi-million dollar company at this point. I could say, and if one of the talents does do something like this, and keep in mind, Cover does a really, really, really great job about keeping their talents like health, like mental health and phys not only physical but mental health in mind, because they make sure all their talents get breaks, and not and making sure they don't work too hard or because I think as of this year or just in the past couple of months, we've seen several members, take vacations and go off and do other stuff, for 1 week, 2 weeks, even months at a time. And like especially with Sana, like right when she joined, one of her pets died, and Cover was totally understandable about that. And she, even though it was a detriment for her not to be able to stream for the month or whatever that she wanted to mourn her pet's death, Cover said, yeah, that's, we understand that, a loss of a pet is very, very big. So, you take your time off. And same thing with Bay, too. She took some time off and everyone was understandable about that, because she was not feeling too well, wasn't able to stream at 100%. But I guess this is definitely another matter that Cover did have to make sure, like, the other members don't get too, I don't know, involved in this current situation. I want to know how the other members are currently feeling, because, like, of course, we got a couple statements, at the start. And most of them are just general statements, not towards Russia, but just overall statements regarding like how everyone should not feel bad and they should keep, keep smiling. And that's totally fine, because some I think those are probably just statements that were, I would say, vetted by their managers or whatever, not to get too involved with the Russia affair as of right now, because none of them really mentioned Russia by name. So we'll see how that all pans out in regards to everything in the next couple of days. But I think that's pretty much everything I really wanted to say. So I'll catch you guys later. Bye.